Danny.
What's up, I'm Nick.
And we're back with a new series. We have Valentine's Day coming up. And, you know, not even a few months ago. It's been like over a year.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
We're on our Instagram, kind of posted a question out there to ask you guys to kind of give us some suggestions on topics. And one of the topics that was like very prevalent on there was about relationships, you know. I think that's something that a lot of people like to talk about, our relationships, and a lot of people like to learn about that stuff, especially like the godly way of you know, doing that
and
stuff. So we got a series coming out on that.
Relationships.
Yes.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, so you know, we're both in different places of life as far as relationships, and thought it would be a cool dynamic to kind of get, you know, my perspective on the way I've kind of, you know, my current status and how I've reached that point, and Nick, and his current status of being married, and how he got to that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we also want to address, don't get used to this aesthetic.
Right.
We are currently doing a retreat and having in a nice little cabin, so this, don't get used to this. It's just a couple weeks it'll look like this.
Yeah. Or we could take a picture and like kind of blow it up in the office back at the queue.
Yeah, we'll take have the green, or put a green screen, screen that bad boy.
Yeah. If y'all get used to it, you know, may have to make this happen. So. It is a nice little backdrop.
Yeah,
nice and warm.
It is.
All wood.
It is. Yeah. It feels good for the time of the year in February too, in the cold months. So.
Right. Yeah, man. So yeah, we're on a little retreat, and it's been awesome. On day one right now, and thought it'd be a great opportunity to kind of get some of these I went out recordings done.
Yeah.
And so we want to start off with this relationship series, and again, follow us on I Went Out Pod on Instagram, and send us feedback or any other suggestions for the series if you have any. But we can go ahead and get into it, I guess, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So I guess let's start off. This is going to be kind of like the overview episode. And we want to kind of start off with giving our current relationship status. So Nick, your current relationship status.
I'm undecided. No, I'm just kidding. I only said that because I literally messed with my wife before recording this just to get a reaction. I like, if y'all know me now, I like getting reactions out of people.
Yeah.
It's entertainment for me. Might not be put me in the best situations, but it's entertainment for me.
Yeah.
But I am happily married to my beautiful wife, Robin. We actually have been together since we were 15.
Mm.
You want me to just go through the whole thing, or you just want me to give you my relationship status?
Ahead. How you got to that point?
Yeah. Lots of prayer and God's will. But yeah, no, we met when we were 15. We actually grew up on the same street, but we didn't know each other until high school. When I talk about the same street, like literally she was like a 3-minute walk up the road from my house.
Wow.
So it was really interesting, that dynamic. And we met in high school. I liked her friend, and there was this weird love triangle thing. Robin is crazy and won the battle somehow. And Robin didn't even like me at first. She just liked me because her friend liked me, apparently. This is the story she tells.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure when we have her on, she'll share that. Like, she liked me, and she's like, well, I like him, or my friend likes him, so I'm going to take him from her. Robin did some shady stuff there.
I heard that's actually a thing, though. When you like somebody's friend, you actually talk to the friend.
All right.
And then, like, I'm not going to, like, say that anybody should be doing
that. That we're not promoting that.
Yeah, we're not promoting that, but I heard that actually works.
Yeah, all right, cool. But, so, yeah, we, you know, we dated, and I literally, the only reason, I mean, me and my wife should be millionaires right now. The amount of wagers people put on how long we would last, and we beat all of them.
Amen. Praise God.
But yeah, so we, you know, we were in high school. We dated, and for the first year we were together, they lived in Laurel still. Hmm. But then they moved. So then our relationship became that weird dynamic of, I mean, for high school kids, it's long distance. It was an hour drive from my house to their new spot.
Right.
But we fought through that. We worked through it. I mean, we had some ups and downs during that season. I can't tell you how many times I tried to break up with her. Funny story, actually. I did break up with her over AIM. AIM.
Oh.
What's AIM? Oh, man. You are. That's AOL Instant Messenger, bro. Oh, man. Yeah, so we had, it's, I'm not even going to get into it. I'm showing my age now.
I know MySpace. Hello.
Yeah, Facebook. So MySpace was a thing too. You know, Robin was definitely number one in my top eight.
Okay.
You know how that adjusted, and you got, I got too many people, so I'm going to have a top 16. but AOL Instant Messenger was kind of like, you know, we all had, like, we didn't have iPhones then.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably 2006 is when we, when all this was taking place.
Okay.
Man, I feel really old now after saying that. Wow. All right. So yeah, I had my ex-girlfriend who was over. She actually broke up with Robin the first time we dated in September, which was really stupid. The whole thing was all dumb. But then me and my wife got together, or me and Robin got together in January, on January 7th, 2006.
Wow.
Boom. I bet you didn't remember that, Robin. and the rest is history. And we split a few times, like, just normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went through a lot in high school, and then post high school was really bad.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to share all of our story because I'm sure we'll have her on and we can kind of talk about through that together.
Sure.
Probably.
Sure.
But we had a kid. It was just graduated high school. She was a year ahead of me because I failed eighth grade. Y'all should know that by now. If I think I said it on the podcast before. It wasn't because I'm stupid. Well, in a sense it was. I just didn't do anything. But we had a kid. We had Gabby when I was 19. And that changed the trajectory of our relationship. And then, of course, we had Michaela. And that's when we ended up getting married. And we had a really bad incident that occurred before we got married where Robin, we were engaged for a while, and then she stepped back. Because there was just some things in my life that needed to change. Which then we were able to, I was able to re-propose to her, which wasn't as epic as the first time I proposed to her. The first time I worked really hard on that proposal.
Yeah.
The second time it was like, it was New Year's Eve and I just got down on a knee randomly. I was like, will you marry me again? So it wasn't as epic as the first time. The first time I wrapped that boy up in a Snuggie.
Oh, wow.
I went to it on Christmas. Yeah, I was very creative on it.
Nice.
And the whole moment was almost missed. Mm. Like, everybody in there, like, everyone in the room guessing, like, why is Robin crying?
Yeah.
Why is Nick on a knee? Oh, wait, what's happening here?
Oh, it's actually happening now.
So the first time was awesome. The second time wasn't. But, yeah, so we've been married since then. We've had another kid. We've been through so much as a couple. We've learned so much as a couple. We've learned how to fight through the hard times. You know, I know a lot of, we know we've had a lot of friends who just haven't been able to fight
mm-hmm.
through the hard times. Keeping that line of communication has been what's kept this marriage going.
Yeah.
And having a healthy love life, mm-hmm. Having a healthy, more women relationships, having a healthy sex life.
Yeah. And we will use that word on this podcast.
Yep. Yeah. We're talking about sex,
no problem
guys.
With that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really where we are, and we've been together. We're going on being married for 10 years. Amen. This upcoming July.
Yeah, praise God.
June 30th.
June 30th.
Woo!
Okay, it's close. It's close. So, get a pass.
I had January 7th, right? Let's not forget that.
Yes, yeah.
I almost botched our wedding date, though. Oh, man. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, we've been together that long.
Amen.
And, like I said, we've been together. Like, I'm 32 right now, and we've been together for over half our lives, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
So, we've grown up from kids into adulthood together, and it's been – we know that's unique in this day and age.
Yeah.
But it's all God-ordained, honestly.
Yeah.
And it's been crazy. So,
yeah.
That's a little bit of my relationship status.
Yeah. Amen.
100%
decided.
100% decided.
Yeah.
Taken, married.
Yes. So. Amen. Yeah, well, my relationship status is quite different, you know. And so, currently, I am single. I'm not going to say ready to mingle because I think that's so very corny.
Single and ready to mingle.
I'm open, you know. But so I would say I had my first girlfriend in middle school. But after that girlfriend, I went through this phase of me and my friends when we were younger of not really defining relationships like that. So I would say that a lot of the girls that I kind of like mess around with, and when I say mess around, like not sex or anything like that, but just like, you know, was always around and stuff. We kind of called them like, unfortunately, we called them like groupies and stuff like that, because we tried to be cool and we thought that, you know, having girls around us and stuff like that made us cool. And so, but for some reason, like I always had this theology of like it not being a necessity for me to have a girlfriend if marriage wasn't on my mind. I don't know where that came from. You know, maybe it was God that kind of implanted it on my heart. But I've always had this mindset of like, if I'm not ready to marry, like there's no reason for me to commit to a woman and consider her a girlfriend, because otherwise that's going to set me up for, and set us up for, you know, potentially falling into sin. And I didn't, you know, even at that young age in middle school, and I'm talking sixth, seventh grade, if you guys listen to our earlier podcast, I kind of talked about my testimony, we both did, and eighth grade was the around the time, I grew up in church and everything, my grandfather, of course, was a pastor, but like eighth grade was when I truly accepted the Lord for myself, and so even before then, like, the Lord was stirring this mindset in my heart, and so when I, you know, when I did really start getting my heart on fire for ministry and for worship and stuff from eighth grade going into high school, that always, it still stuck with me, where it was like I didn't feel the need to have a defined relationship, because like marriage was not on my mind. Like when I started probably like in ninth, 10th grade, it was this next step to that where I had this mindset of like, well, I don't see myself even thinking about marriage until I'm 25 years old. And so I didn't really have like necessarily a girlfriend in high school, because for one, I didn't define a relationship. And then for two, again, like I didn't feel the necessity for it. And so moving on into like my late teens, early 20s, I felt the Lord kind of calling me to like a season of singleness, and really getting to know what I wanted to do or what he wanted me to do in my life. And so I took that time to kind of focus on career and stuff. And I know, and the reason why I know that it was God is because there was no, like, there was nobody that came along during those years where it was like, okay, this is a woman I need to pursue. Like it was maybe a two or three that were like, okay, these are attractive girls that I'm like attracted to, but spiritually and all that stuff, like there's no way I would even pursue them. So it was never even a question from that point. So again, I kept kind of clinging to that mark at 25 years old. I was like, I'm not thinking about marriage until I turned 25, so I'm not going to really get into like a true relationship until I get close to that age. So, and so it's weird because as I started getting close to that 25 age, that is when like my heart started to really actually desire that. And so, you know, that's why I say I know it's God, because like he kind of pulled and tugged that passion. And, you know, it's weird. I don't know how that happens, but I know it was God. And so the weird thing is, like, as I started having those desires for marriage, like, starting around 24 years old and stuff, that was, like, a rough part of my life, or a rough time of my life, because that was around the time that my grandfather started really becoming ill. And then, you know, it's weird. I turned 25. The next day, my grandfather passes away. And so even though I had that desire in my heart, I wasn't in a place, even in that year, 25 or so, of even really trying to pursue a relationship. And so, you know, I'm when this comes out, I'll be 29, I think.
Ooh, getting old.
Getting a little old, man. So, I'm getting up there, man. So, yeah. So now I'm like in a place where I feel like I know where the Lord is leading me and guiding me, and what and career wise and stuff, you know, working with Avert and whatnot. Like, I feel like I'm in a good place right now. I'm comfortable in my skin, and I just know that I'm in a place that's like ready to have that. All I can say is like I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you've heard up until now, like I haven't in my adult life, I have been on some dates. Hasn't been many.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at that, honestly, because it's like I said again, like it was more so me not pursuing anybody. There was nobody that came in my path during those seasons of me feeling like the Lord had called me to a season of singleness. Mm. And you know, and even recently, like you know, just waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting and seeing. Like I'm not out here trying to be eager or anything. You know, yes, my heart is like desiring that, but you know, just waiting on God's best. And I really my desire is to have a great relationship that really glorifies God. And Amen. So I know we'll kind of get into that as we kind of talk about some of these other layers to this subject, but mm-hmm. you know, that's kind of where I am right now. I just want to kind of give y'all understanding of, like, you know, where I am right now as far as being single.
So a reminder, Manny is single and ready to mingle. Infomercial pops up now.
So cringe. Yeah. So, is there anything that that you would change? Because I know, like you mentioned, like you guys had some rough years there before getting married, and you had a child before mm-hmm. getting married. You mm-hmm. know. And we're going to kind of talk about some of these other layers and yeah. stuff as we kind of get deep into the series. But is there anything that you would change that happened?
Man, I think it's easy to look back and say, man, I wish I would have changed that. I mm-hmm. wish I could change this. But if we change that and change this, then we probably wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah, yeah.
So while there's a part of me is like, man, I wish I would have treated Robin better during this season. Man, I wish I could have been a better boyfriend during this season, a better husband during that season. I wish I would have listened more there. I can could have, would have, should have all the day. Mm-hmm. But it all led us to where we are today. Mm-hmm. And man, I'm glad we're in a relationship. We still have things to grow, areas to grow in, things to work on. But honestly, I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
Just because we've battled through some hard times. We've endured hard times together. The loss of loved ones, the loss of friends, mm-hmm. Just the trials of life. I honestly can say I wouldn't change anything.
Amen.
Just because I'm of where we are today, right. And how all the things I could have changed mm-hmm. made us stronger.
Yeah.
How, of course, I wish I wasn't as big as a jerk and all that. But you know what? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just very happy where we are today. And I couldn't ask for a better partner in life to walk life out with. Like, Robin's been a rock.
Amen.
I'm sure she would like me to open up about my emotions more. Mm. But, you know, I try to internalize a lot and try to hold it in because I don't want to put my burden on somebody else.
Right.
Which is, you know, you still have, communicate to your wives, communicate to your husbands. I cannot stress that enough. Communicate, if you're in a relationship now and you're not married, communicate. Yeah. Communication. If you can have communication early in a relationship, you are going to be set up for success.
Major key. Yeah.
It's so important to have that line of communication. I've seen so many marriages end because they didn't communicate. Mm. And communicate clearly. Not in code. Communicate very clearly. Communicate what you mean
yeah.
and how you mean it. So I wouldn't change anything. Mm. I changed my hairstyle recently to, you know, I'm trying to my hairline's gone back a little bit since she first met me, but these are back to my hoodlum days when I had a shaved head. I had a big old stud in my ear. I had to shave. I actually got the eyebrow right now.
See it.
Now, it's not intentional. Uh-huh. But I used to do it intentionally back in the day. Now this happened from the Savage Race, mm-hmm. and I like got cut there. Mm-hmm. But now I just keep it going to mess with my daughter because my daughter likes to mess with her eyebrows. I'm like, oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it going. At first, it happened by accident. Now, it just happens on purpose because I'm messing with my daughter. But this is the kind of dude, a little younger back then, but this is the hairstyle that I fell in love with. So
yeah,
that's the one thing I did change recently. I'll grow back though.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
So yeah, that's where I am. I wouldn't change anything. How about you?
No, I think that's a good answer, because you know, even the low points and stuff of our lives, like, you know, I do believe like these things, like they, if we go about it the right way, mm-hmm. like they can refine us and they can help grow us and mature us.
Yeah. Well, they can definitely tear you apart too.
I'm glad you said
when it's done the right way.
Yeah.
That's important. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So yeah, like, you know, looking back on, I guess the way I chose, and again, like I just feel like I the Lord was leading me, mm-hmm. and a lot of the steps that I took relationship wise, yeah, I wouldn't change anything either, you know. You know, of course, like there's things that I did wrong, of course, like the way I treated and viewed women, you know, at a young age, you know, I definitely didn't treat them like God's children, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And again, like I, you know, it wasn't like sex or anything like that, but it was just like I didn't value them like that, and so I learned from that. You know, and again, so it's something that I learned from. It's something that I intentionally don't do now. And so I'm thankful for those years of being in that season of like the Lord really telling me like this is like your season of singleness. Mm. Because it made me definitely reflect.
Yeah.
It made me reflect back on how I did things before. And made me want to, you know, correct those things and stuff. So, yeah.
Amen. That's good.
Yeah. So, we have some episodes coming up where we're going to be talking about singleness specifically.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about basically the steps. We're going to get going on dating, kind of tackle that subject, and then we're going to go into marriage. And we may do some other branches of all three of these, you mm-hmm. know, at some point too, but...
And there's like specific dynamics we could probably tackle that go into
yeah.
being single,
yeah, yeah.
being in a marriage, and the dynamics like that we face in, as individuals.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot we can tackle in this.
Yeah, I think so. So, is there anything that you are like that you can't wait to kind of get some insight on or to discuss?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, there is. I haven't been single in a long, long time. And I always say this to this day, like, if anything were to happen to my wife, God forbid, I will remain being single after that, because mm-hmm. I am not going through the whole process of,
it's tough.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
It's tough, man.
I'm not even gonna, like, I'm just not doing that, so, but yeah. I am, like, you know, because when I met Robin, I was 15, like, I know there's some dynamics I've just probably, I don't remember.
Mm.
And again, I was 15.
Right.
As an adult male, like, how to maintain, you know, sexual purity, how to, you know, there's a lot of discipline. In my opinion, there has to be a lot of discipline.
Yes.
As a Christ follower, or as a man of God, mm-hmm. Maintain being single, maintain your love for the Lord,
right.
And how to keep them desires. And, like, I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna keep it real. I want to have sex all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
right.
I couldn't imagine being single.
That's real. That's so, real. Yeah. And that's real. And I can't wait until we start getting on our singleness topic and we get Jerry on, because like Jerry has a different perspective than me. Like a lot of people don't know because Jerry don't talk about it a lot. But Jerry was married.
Yeah.
And so I'm really interested in seeing how he kind of got through that, because I know that was tough. You know.
Yeah, because that's because I know, like, even, like, again, I'm a married man, and I still want to do it all the time, and I still, like, struggle, like, Lord, help me, calm me down.
Yeah, it's not easy. That's so real, man. That's real.
So I think I'm really looking forward to that conversation and kind of unpacking that. I think that'll be very insightful.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And also encouraging to some of our, you know, our other brothers and sisters who are listening who are single and, are, you know, they're like, what do I do?
Yeah.
But also help our brothers and sisters who are married to let them know, like, hey, they're, like, let's remember our single friends when we talk about certain things, bring up certain topics that could be, you know, a stumbling block or just like,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah.
Yeah. And I would talk to married people too and be like, you know, don't just skip over these topics of like just singleness and dating and say, well, this is not for me. But, you know, we all know a single in our lives. We all have singles in our church. Mm-hmm. We all have people who are dating. Some of us have children who are going to be dating one day. And so being able to get this knowledge and some wisdom and kind of see what the scripture is saying on some of these issues or these areas in life, I think is key. And it's important for parents to know because, you know, like, you know, I know growing up, I didn't really get taught that.
Yeah.
You know, from especially, I mean, I grew up with my mom. Didn't really get taught that. I saw marriage from my grandparents, but I had to learn it on my own. I had to kind of foster my own theology on that. So I know we're going to get into that in these next few episodes. But, you know, I'm interested in hearing from Jerry. I'm interested in hearing, you know, from Todd and from Robin and some of the other people who are going to be on.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the whole series. I actually enjoy discussing relationship stuff, you know, among friends and whatnot. Shout out Ashley and Ariel, you know, always end up on those subjects with them. But yeah, I think it should be fun, man.
Which we're gonna shout them out. They're single and ready to mingle too, y'all.
Yes, they are.
As of now, we're recording this. It might be a different story by the time this releases.
It may be.
We may have spoke something to an existence.
I know.
But you know, one thing I was just thinking too is like I think would be really cool, and I'm looking forward to because I know we're going to talk about it, like the dynamics of this in the church.
Yes.
Because I know there's been stories, and I mean, I think when we did the emotionally healthy leader for the AVERT team, you know, it goes over the dynamics of married couples and singles and how in a church leadership position, those who are married, like, they almost try to use and abuse the singles.
Yeah.
Oh, the singles will love to watch the kids. They ain't got nothing to do this week, tonight. They ain't got to get home to their kids. Like, whoa, they've got a life.
Yes.
Like, and we have to help them foster that life and not just think, oh, because they don't have a wife or a husband or kids to go home to.
Right.
They got a life and we got to help them, like, help them and not just use them and abuse them because they're single.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I've seen done way too often. Mm-hmm. We just got to be, and I think the dynamics of going over that in an episode would be really fun.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. All right, guys. So stay tuned for our next few episodes. I think we're going to be digging deep, learning a lot.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right. Peace.
See ya.